我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们从第一节念到第十三节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 13.
我先把中文念一遍，然后我请弟兄用英文念一遍。
I will read in Mandarin first, and we are reading English later.
哥林多前书第二章第一节，弟兄们，我从前到你们那里，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾立了主意，在你们中间不知道必的，这知道耶稣基督并他并十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大的大能的名证，叫你们的心不在乎人的智慧，是在乎神的大能。然而在完全的人中，我们也将智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事之前预定是我们的荣耀的。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，讲属灵的话，解说属灵的事。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, when I came to you, brethren, came not in excellency of words or wisdom, announcing to you the testimony of God. For I did not judge it well to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my word and my preaching, not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith may not stand in man's wisdom, but in God's power. But we speak wisdom among the perfect, but wisdom not of this world, nor of the ruler of this world, who come to naught. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, that hidden wisdom which God had predetermined before the ages for our glory, which none of the princes of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But according as it is written, things which eyes have not seen, the ear have not heard, and which have not come into man's heart, which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit search all things, even the depth of God. For who of men has known the things of a man, except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Thus also the things of God knows no one except the Spirit of God. But we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things which have been freely given to us of God, which also we speak, not in the words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, communicating spiritual things by spiritual means.
我们低头短短的祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们的主，我们已经把你的话语托住。
Our Lord, our God, we read about your word.
现在我们求你的圣灵点火你的话语在我们心中。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will make real of your your word to us.
叫我们在你话语的里面能明白你自己的心意。
So we may understand what is in your heart through your word.
拯救我们脱离我们自己一切的限制。
Deliver us from all the limitation of us.
叫我们真实被带到你自己的丰满的里面。
Help us to come into the fullness of you.
我们承认除非你的圣灵在这里做启示的工作。
We confess unless your Holy Spirit is doing his work.
人的话语都是徒然的。
Oh, the word of man is in vain.
所以我们同心在这里仰望你。
So we look to you with one accord.
今天晚上求你赐下智慧和启示的灵。
We pray that tonight you will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真能认识。
So we may truly know you.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这一次聚集在这里的主题乃是基督十字架与教会。
The theme of this conference is Christ, cross, and the church.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第二章的里面，把这三件的事情摆在我们的面前。
This is summed up in 1 Corinthians by the Apostle Paul.
当使徒保罗他到哥林多去传福音的时候。
When Apostle Paul went to Corinth to preach the gospel,
他在神的面前立定了一个信义。
He was determined in his heart.
就是他到了哥林多人的中间，他不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
As he came to the midst of the Corinthians, he knew nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为耶稣基督并他钉十字架乃是福音的中心。
Because Christ and him crucified is the center of the gospel.
我们知道耶稣基督乃是神旨意的中心。
We know Christ is the center of God's will.
他也是万有的中心。
He is the center of all things.
而他的十字架乃是达到神旨意的唯一的道路。
And the cross is the means by which God uses to attain that purpose.
所以耶稣基督并他的十字架必定要传给万民。
As a result, Jesus Christ and him crucified.Must be preached to all the nations.
因为这一个乃是福音的根基。
Because this is the foundation of the gospel.
但是他也在那里说，然而在完全的人中，我们也将智慧。
But Paul also says that we preach wisdom among the perfect.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架乃是。福音的根基。
Jesus Christ and him crucified is the foundation of the gospel.
这个根基立定了之后，
after the foundation had been laid,
保罗就要在这个根基上有所建造。
Paul is going to build a superstructure upon that foundation.
所以他说，在完全的人中，我们也将智慧。
That's the reason he said among the perfect.We speak also the wisdom.
我们就知道他在这里所提的智慧是指着教会说的。
We know here the wisdom Paul mentioned is referred to the church.
因为教会乃是建造在耶稣基督并他十字架的上面。
Because the church was built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ and him crucified.
如果没有根基的话，就不能有建造。
If there's no foundation, there's no superstructure.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架，要得万民去传扬。
Jesus Christ and him being crucified must be preached to all nations.
但是教会并不向万民传扬。
But the church is not to preach to all the people.
因为万民还没有这个根基。
Because the people didn't have the foundation.
保罗他不但没有把教会向万民传扬。
Paul didn't preach the church to all the people.
甚至于他也没有把教会对那些在基督里做阴害的人在那里说明。
Paul did not preach the wisdom even to those who were babies in Christ.
他只向着那些完全的人来讲这个智慧。
He only speaks to the perfect.
因为一个在基督里做阴害的人。
Because those who are babes in Christ,
他不会领会对教会的那个教训。
He cannot comprehend the teaching of the church.
反而他认为这是一个愚拙的事情。
They even consider it a folly.
因为他们没有这一个领域里头那一个分辨的力量。
They are lacking of discernment in their spirit.
所以当保罗在哥林多人中间的时候。
So when Paul was among the Corinthian believers,
虽然他在那里说，在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧。
Even though he said among the perfect, we are also talking about the wisdom.
这个智慧不是世界上的智慧。
This wisdom is not the wisdom of the world.
这个智慧那是隐藏在人里面、神里面那个奥秘的智慧。
This wisdom is that which was hidden within the man.
这一个是神在万古之前为爱他的人所预备的。
This was prepared by God for those who love him before the foundation of the world.
保罗虽然在那里说在完全人中我们也将智慧。
Even though Paul said among the perfect we talk about this wisdom.
但是他对哥林多人他没有把这个智慧讲出来。
But to the Corinthian believer he didn't mention the name of wisdom.Of God, which is the church.
因为哥林多那一般的信徒还在婴孩那个期间。
Because the Corinthian believers are babes in Christ.
他们不能看见教会乃是神奥秘的智慧。
They cannot see that church is the wisdom of God.
他们不能欣赏神那个荣耀的智慧。
They cannot appreciate the glorious.Wisdom of God.
如果你早期的把这个教会给这一班婴孩来听的话
，If you reveal the church to those babes in Christ too earlier,
他们还是活在所谓肉体的里面
，While they still live in their flesh,
他们就听了之后会在那里来做出一个东西来
，After they heard, they will start to make something with their hands.
他们所做出的东西并不是神心意中的教会
，What they made is not.The church according to God's purpose.
可以说他们会把它造出一个外表像教会实际上不是的东西来。
What they made is in outside appearance like the church, but in reality it's not.
所以保罗他对哥林多的信徒他始终没有把神那奥秘的智慧明文地点出来。
So to Corinthian believers, Paul never mentioned about the hidden mystery of God.
他不过在那里描写这个智慧。
He only described that wisdom of God.
但是他没有点出这个智慧究竟是什么。
He didn't point out what exactly is this mystery.
当然今天我们知道他在这里所讲的智慧那是指着教会说的。
Of course we know the mystery Paul mentioned is referred to church.
谁是完全的人呢
？Who are those among those who are perfect?
完全的人不是指着无罪的完全。
It's not mentioning about those sinless perfection. Perfection.
我们知道在世界上只有一个人是无罪无罪的完全的。
There's only one perfect who is no sin.
那个就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Who is our Lord Jesus Christ?
除了他之外，没有一个人乃是无罪的完全。
Other than him, there's no one perfect.
完全在圣经的里面的意思就是指着成熟说的。
The perfect in the Bible are the refer to the maturity.
就是那一般长大的人。
For those grown up.
换一句话说，就是那一般他已经有了根基的人。
In other words, those who had the foundation laid.
那一般的人，他已经认识了耶稣基督，并他的十字架。
And those people who knew Christ and the cross.
因为他认识耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
Because they knew Jesus Christ and him.
在他们的里面已经有了那个根基。
In their heart, they had a foundation.
所以他们能领会神奥秘的智慧。
Therefore, they can comprehend the mystery of God's wisdom.
所以我们知道，保罗他写以弗所书的时候。
That's why when Paul wrote the epistle to the Ephesians,
他能把这个奥秘的智慧点出来，解说的清楚。
He can point out the mystery of this wisdom clearly.
但是在格林多的教会。
But to those in Corinth,
他不过在各方面来描写, 但是他没有把它点明出来。
Paul mentioned everything except point out the name of this mystery.
而为什么原因呢?
What is the reason for that?
因为在保罗的心里头啊, 这个奥秘的智慧实在是一件非常宝贝的东西。
Because in Paul's heart, it's so precious of this mystery.
也可以说这一件东西在保罗的里面乃是他心里最宝贵的东西。
In other words, this is the most precious in Paul's heart.
他巴不得把神所指示他的这个宝贝分给所有神的儿女。
He long want to share this treasure, this revelation to the children of God.
他也盼望能把这个与哥林多的信徒能有一点的交通。
He longed to share this with the Corinthian believers.
但是柯林多信徒的光景，属灵的光景，叫他又说又不能说出来。
However, the condition of the Corinthian believers restrict him from telling out this truth.
所以你就在那里读这个柯林多前书第二章的时候。
So when we read about the First Corinthians chapter 2,
他说然而在完全人中，我们也讲智慧。
He said among the perfect, we talk about wisdom also.
他在那里想要把这个智慧说出来。
He's trying to tell out this wisdom.
但是他也知道他没有办法对这一般在基督里的婴孩说。
However, he cannot tell this to the babes in Christ.
因为对他们说了也没有用处。
Because it is in vain to tell them.
如果对他们说了，可能还能造成许多的难处。
For if Paul tells at that time, it's even going to create some problem.
但是他心里是何等盼望能与他们交通这个宝贝。
But how his heart was burned to share this treasure.
所以他用八种的描写来描写这个智慧。
So he used eight descriptions to describe this mystery.
盼望借助这些描写能打动哥林多圣徒的心。
He hoped that through those descriptions, the heart of the Corinthian believer may be moved.
叫他们能有一个渴慕的心。So
that they will have a heart longing for God.
使他们有追求。So
they can pursue spiritual.
叫他们能长大。So
they can grow.
使他们能接受这个宝贝。
So that they may receive the treasure.
所以我们愿意来看一看这个八个描写。
So we would like to look at those eight descriptions.
他在这里告诉我们说，在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧。
Paul tells us among the perfect, we talk about wisdom.
我们知道他在第一章的里面告诉我们说，
We know in the first chapter, Paul tells us.
比方说在十七节里面。
For example, he tells us in verse 17.
他说基督差遣我，愿不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
For Christ hath not sent me to baptize, but to preach glad tidings, not in wisdom of a word, that the cross of Christ may not be made vain.
比方说在十九节里面。
Verse 19.
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the understanding ones.
在25节里头又这样说。
In verse 25.
因神的女拙终比人智慧，神的软弱终比人刚强。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
到了第二章的时候，他又说了。
In chapter 2, he also said.
在四季里头。
In verse 4.
我说的话，讲的道，并不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
And my word and my preaching, not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，是在乎神的大能。
That your faith may not stand in man's wisdom, but in God's power.
所以你一直看见他在前面在那里讲，他怎么样，把这个人的智慧啊放在一边。
So how you see Paul in the first chapter mentioning about the wisdom of men and set them aside.
他认为说这些的东西在神的工作上是一个拦阻。
He considered it stand in the way of God's word.
叫神的福音受拦阻的。
It hindrance God's gospel.
所以他把这个智慧就把它放在一边。
So he's put aside this wisdom.
但是连下去他又在那里讲我们在完全人中也讲智慧。
On the other hand, he also mentioned about the wisdom he will speak to the perfect.
所以我们在这里看见有两种不同的智慧。
Therefore, we see two different types of wisdom.
一种智慧乃是人的智慧。
The one kind of wisdom is wisdom of man.
还有一种智慧乃是神的智慧。
Another type of wisdom is the wisdom of God.
我们在雅各书第三章里头就能看见这个。
We can see it in James chapter 3.
在第三章第十五节里面。
In James chapter 3 verse 15.
他在这里告诉我们说，这样的智慧就是人的智慧，不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
This is not the wisdom which comes down from above, but earthly, natural, devilish.
在这里我们看见人的智慧啊，不是从上头来的。
So we can see man's wisdom is from, not from above.
他是属地的。
He is belong to the earth.
他是属情欲，就是肉体的。
It belong to the fleshly.
并且他是属鬼魔的。
And it belong to...The devil.
这样的智慧不过带进纷争啊和嫉妒。
This type of wisdom brought in striving and jealousy.
这样的智慧无论在哪里就有搅扰和各种的坏事。
And this type of wisdom will create disorder and every evil thing.
但是感谢神。
But thanks God.
另外有一种的智慧。
There's another type of wisdom.
这个智慧是从上头来的。
This type of wisdom is from above.
他在十七节里面这样的说。
And describing verse 17.
唯独从上头来的智慧。
But the wisdom from above.
心是清洁。
First is pure.
这里的清洁就是单纯的意思。
The pure is the simplicity.
后是和平。善良柔忍满有怜悯多结善垢没有偏见没有假冒
Then peaceful gentle yielding full of mercy and good fruit and questioning and saying
所以我们看见这个智慧与人的智慧是完全不同的
So we can see this wisdom is totally different than man's wisdom
而这个神的智慧究竟是什么呢
Then what isThe wisdom of God.
这个神的智慧的内容是什么呢
？What is the content of this wisdom of God?
我们今天读圣经的人都知道，这个智慧的内容就是指着教会说的。
As we read the Bible, we all know that this mystery is the church.
所以教会乃是神的智慧。
The church is the wisdom of God.
教会不是人的智慧。
The church is not the wisdom of man.
换一句话说，用人的智慧啊，要来得罪一个教会，那是绝对不可能的事情。
In other words, using man's wisdom to secure a church is impossible.
在人的头脑里头，根本没有教会的观念。
In man's mind, there's no concept of a church.
在人的观念里面有许多宗教的观念。
In man's mind, there's many concepts of a religion.
他们这些宗教的观念呢，能根据这些宗教的观念来造出各种各样的事情来。
And according to those concepts in the religion, they can make out something.
但是在人的观念里头没有教会的观念。
But in man's concept,There's no church.
因为这个智慧是属于神。
Because this wisdom is from God.
所以我们要记得这一点。
So we must remember this.
教会乃是从神的智慧里面出来的东西。
The church is really come out of the wisdom of God.
与人的智慧完全没有关系。
It's totally irrelevant to man's wisdom.
这我举一个例吧。
Let me illustrate it.
我们知道在旧约的时候
We know that in the Old Testament,
在神的智慧的里面他给以色列人圣殿。
In God's wisdom, he gave the temple to Israel.
因为他要住在他百姓的中间。
Because he would like to tabernacle among his people.
所以在旷野的时候就给他们一个会幕。
So in the wilderness, he gave them a tabernacle.
到了圣地之后就给他们一个圣殿。
When come to the Holy Land, God gave them a temple.
这个是神的智慧的产物。
This is the product of God's wisdom.
但是我们知道，等到犹太人被掳掉巴比伦之后
，But we know after the Jews was captive to become the captivity to Babylon.
因为他们犯罪的缘故
，Because the sin.
所以他们被掳到巴比伦去了。
So they were in Babylon as a captivity.
圣殿被毁掉了。
The temple was destroyed.
当他们在巴比伦的时候
When they were in Babylon,
在那七十年的时候
In those 70 years,
他们因着这样的这个被掳的缘故反而把他们拜偶像的那个心意也拿走了
Because they were there as a slave, the idol worship have been removed totally among God's people.
他们在巴比伦，他们有意思要敬拜神。
In Babylon, they want to worship God.
但是圣殿已经毁掉了。
However, there's no temple available.
并且他们也不能回到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
There's no way for them to make their way back to Jerusalem.
所以人的智慧就来了。
As a result, man's wisdom.
人的宗教观念就来了。
The religious concept that come.
我们不能回到耶路撒冷，在圣殿里头来敬拜神。
Since we cannot go back to Jerusalem to worship God in the temple.
那么我们用什么方法来敬拜呢
？Then what method can we adopt?
我们就看见他们就发明了一个非常妙的一个方法。
So they invent a very genius method.
一直到今天呢，我们看见那个东西还是存在。
Until now, this invention still exists.
那个就是会堂的制度。
This is the system of a synagogue.
在那个时候啊，他们就创了，他们就发明了这个会堂的制度。
So they invent the system of a synagogue.
如果你有十个犹太的男人
，so as you have at least 10 Jewish men.
所谓 man of leisure 就是有一点空闲呢，可以来做一点所谓宗教工作的。
Man of leisure. So long as so-called there's a man of leisure, there's some time to do some religious activities.
你就可以组织一个会堂。
Then you can organize a synagogue.
在会堂的里面什么都可以做。
And you can do anything in the synagogue.
你可以读摩西的五经。
You can read the Pentecost.
you can. Pentecost.你可以读先知的书
You can read a prophetic book
你可以唱诗篇
You can sing song
你也可以祷告
You can pray
并且在会堂的里面那个什么这个律法的这个字词啊，就是什么成人呢、啊、都可以教训都可以勉励
So in synagogue you can teachAs long as you have the words to exhort the people.
所以他们很能在这样的一个场合的里面，他们来敬拜神。
In such an atmosphere, it's very easy to worship.
并且他们也不必走很多很远的路。
They do not have to walk very far.
如果今天他们与其他的人大家看法有一点不同
，If they have a different opinion, in certain issue,
他们就去约其他的这个十个人，约了十个人，就另外组织一个会堂。
They can organize another synagogue, so long as they have another 10 men.
就可以照着他们所喜欢的办法来敬拜神。
They can worship God according to their method.
你看这个实在是方便。
It's so convenient.
但是呢，这是人的智慧的产物。
But this is the product of man's wisdom.
这个不是神的智慧的产物。
This is not the product of man's wisdom.
今天我们看见在这个基督教的里面
Today, let's see among the Christendom.
也有像犹太教里面那个会堂的制度一样。
We have something very similar to the synagogue.
这个是人的智慧所造出来的那个东西。
This is a product of man's wisdom.
并不是神的智慧。
It's not God's wisdom.
这些不能成为神智慧里面所产生的那个东西。
It cannot be from the wisdom of God.
但是人的智慧今天在基督教的里面已经代替了神的智慧。
Today in Christianity, the man's wisdom has substituted God's wisdom.
所以我们今天的问题就是说，神的教会今天在哪里？
Now the question is, where is God's church?
我们所看见的这许许多多，是否就是神的智慧的教会？
When we see many things in the church, are those from wisdom of God?
第二
Second,
这里告诉我们说，乃是这个神奥秘的智慧。
This is the mystery of God's wisdom.
乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧。
This is the wisdom hidden in God.
什么叫做奥秘呢？
What is the mystery?
奥秘并不是说它神秘的莫测了。
Mystery is not something you can it's
too mysterious
to understand.
神秘的奥秘的意思就是有一个东西呀、它隐藏在神的里面。
The mystery is something hidden in God.
神还没有把它隐藏的这个意念呢，把它启示出来。
Before God revealed that hidden treasure.
因为他没有把这个启示出来的缘故，所以人都不知道。
Because God has not revealed it yet, so no one can know it.
也可以说这是一个神的秘密。
We can say this is a secret of God.
神有一个秘密。
God had a secret.
他也很懂得怎样守他的秘密。
He know how to keep a secret.
你知道在旧约的里面。
You know in the Old Testament.
虽然你能发现了许多的线索，许多的 hints.
Even though we can find many clues.
好像神在那里要把这个秘密也透露出来了。
As if God trying very best to reveal that mystery.
但是它还是隐藏在那里。
However, it still is in the condition of being concealed.
因为这个秘密没有启示出来。
Because this mystery has not been revealed.
它是在万古之中呢，一直在那里隐藏在那里。
It's hidden from the ages of.
一直等到我们的主耶稣来了
Until Christ came
并且他在十字架上成功了这个救赎的工作
Until the redemption on the Christ has been completed
然后以弗所第三章就告诉我们说
And then said in Ephesians chapter 3
神就把这个奥秘向众使徒和先知就启示出来了
God revealed this history to the apostle and the prophets in the New Testament.
他就借着新约里面的使徒和先知啊，把这个秘密啊，把它显明出来。
He revealed his secrets with the prophets and apostles in the New Testament.
那么所显明的这个秘密是什么呢
？What is the secret he revealed?
我们知道这个就是教会。
This is the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看见教会是神里面的一个奥秘。
So church is something secret in God's heart.
那是借着使徒和先知向我们显明的。
And it's through the apostle and the prophet revealed to us.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and
今天我们讲到教会的时候
，When we talk about a church，
你是不是觉得说这是一个秘密呢
？Do you think it's a secret？
好像这个秘密啊，是需要神借着圣灵把它显明出来的。
Is this a mystery?God need to reveal to us.
如果不是这样的话，你就看不见，你就摸不着它。
If you don't think this way, you cannot touch it. You cannot be apprehended.
恐怕在许多人的里面认为说教会不是一个秘密啊。
Maybe think there's no mystery of God's church.
如果你走到一个什么地方，看见有一个很大的建筑物。
When you walk on the street, you see some magnificent building.
上面有一个尖的塔在那里。
There's a cathedral ceiling.
或者有这个什么，这个 十字架的标记在哪里？
There's a sign of the cross.
你说这个就是教会吗？
You say that here is the church.
那么请问，这里有没有奥秘在哪里？
Is there any mystery there?
不要说这个在主里面的婴孩都知道。
Don't even mention that the babes in Christ know it.
甚至于世界上的人也都知道。
Even the people in the world know it.
他们说这个就是教会。
They say that here is the church.
我们看见里头毫无秘密在哪里。
We didn't see any secret there.
但是圣经告诉我们说教会是神的奥秘。
But the Bible says the church is the mystery of God.
它必须要启示的。
The revelation is absolutely necessary.
如果没有启示的话，你根本就不知道。
No revelation, no knowledge.
那么弟兄姊妹，你就知道你所知道的是什么了。
Now we know what we know.
所以教会乃是神的奥秘。
The church is the mystery of God.
第三点。
The third.
他说这个奥秘啊，是神在万事之前预定是我们的荣耀。
This mystery is predetermined by God before the ages for our glory.
这个奥秘啊，乃是在万事之前呢，神就在那里预备。The
mystery was prepared before the ages of time, before the foundation of the world.
今天我们要认识教会的话。
If we want to know the church,
我们不能用历史的眼光来认识它。
We cannot view the church through the historical viewpoint.
我们要认识教会，必须要用超历史的眼光来看它。
We have to see the church pre-historical.
你不要说你用今天的眼光来看教会，你看不见。
With the vision we have, but today we cannot see the church.
你就是用这2000年的历史来看教会，你也看不准确。
Nor can 2,000 years at the adequate time to see the church.
因为教会不是历史的产物。
Because the church is not a product of history.
教会开始在万事之前。
Church started before the world's foundation.
神还没有创造这个宇宙之前,
before the world has been created,
在神的里面已经有了教会,
in God there is a church.
教会是开始在时间之前的,
church is before time.
这个乃是教会。
This is the church.
我们常常听见人告诉我们说,
We often heard people told us,
你在哪里读新约圣经的时候,
When you read the New Testament,
你在哪里看使徒行传的时候,
When you read the book of Acts,
你在哪里知道使徒行传乃是教会初期的历史,
When you see the history of the apostolic era in the Acts,
这一个是使徒行传。
This is the Acts.
但是呢，从使徒行传，那是一直到今天呢，已经过了那么久了。
From the Acts to now, there's much time.
因为使徒行传不过是到了这个主后差不多这个60几年的时候。
Until AD 60, the Acts ended there.
那么从那个时候一直到今天，已经过了差不多2000年了。
From that time until now. 2,000 years. People say that within those 2,000 years, church is having its evolution.
因为在使徒行传那个教会，乃是可以说教会刚刚开始的时候。
The church in that period is in bionic. Its stage.
现在呢，经过了这2000年，教会就发展了，一直到今天的情形。
And over those 2,000 years, the church was developed in the stage of today.
所以这是用历史的眼光来看教会。
This is how we see the church through that historical viewpoint.
教会在使徒行传的时候，不过是一点点。
The church in the period of Acts is just a small sample.
但是今天已经成了一棵很大很大的树。
Now today it's a big, huge tree.
这是教会的进步。
This is the improvement of the church.
那这就是用历史的眼光来看教会了。
This is how we see the church.
但是
the historical viewpoint.
但是弟兄姊妹，这样的眼光完全是错的。
But this is the wrong way to see it.
你要真正认识教会的话，你必定要到时间之前去看它。
If we really want to know the church, we need to go before the time.
你必须要到神里面去看它。
We need to come to God.
到神的奥秘里面去看它。
We need to get into God's mystery.
否则的话，你永远不能看见教会。
Otherwise, you will never see church.
第四点。
The fourth.
他说这个是在万事之前预定是我们的荣耀的。
It is predetermined before the ages is for our glory.
这里告诉我们说，教会乃是神的智慧叫我们的荣耀的。
Here, give us the glory.
荣耀是什么呢
？What is the glory?
荣耀是非常难描写的。
The glory is very difficult to describe.
荣耀乃是可以说那是一切的那个最高点。
Glory is the pinnacle of everything.
荣耀是丰满的。
Glory is the fullness.
神是住在荣耀的里面。
God dwells in the glory.
他不但住在荣耀里面，他就是荣耀。
Not only dwells in glory, he is the glory.
那么弟兄姊妹，这里你就看见说什么是教会呢？
Brother and sister, here we will see what the church is.
在神的智慧的里面
In God's wisdom.
他对我们所预定的乃是荣耀。
What he predetermined for us is glory.
我们今天觉得说呀，如果我不下地狱能上天堂，那一个太好了。
Today we think if we can escape hell, we will be very satisfied.
对我们是太好了。
It's too good for us.
但是对神说，那个太不好了。
But it's very bad for God.
因为我们的神是拿荣耀的一位神。
Because our God is a glorious God.
他如果仅仅把我们从地里给拉出来。
If he only save us from the hell.
把我们送到天上去。
And send us to heaven.
他觉得这件事情与他的身份来讲太不合了。
It's not fit to God's nature and his position.
神一定要做到一个地步，叫他满足才行的。
God wants to do the work to the point that he will be satisfied.
他总是赦免我们的罪，我们很满意，但是他不满足。
Jesus forgive our sins, we satisfy, but he is not satisfied.
他一定要做到一个地步了，叫他满足了。
He wants to do the work to the point that he will be satisfied.
所以神对教会所定的旨意乃是荣耀。
So the goal that God set for the church is glory.
不但对于我们每一个基督徒来说是荣耀。
Not just for every Christian is glory.
对于整个的教会说那是荣耀。
For the whole church is glory.
凡是神所知道的。
All those knew by God.
他就预定我们。
He predetermined in his heart.
叫我们得磨成他儿子的形象。
So we may be conformed to the image of his son.
凡是他所呼召的人。
All called by him.
他就称他们为义。
He justified them.
凡是他称义的人。
Whom he justified.
他叫他们成圣。
He makes them holy.
凡是成圣的人。
He makes them holy.
他叫他们得着荣耀。
They all receive the glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看见说，神在我们身上的旨意乃是荣耀。
So we will see what God has in mind for us is glory.
他不但有一天要把众子带到荣耀的里面去。
He will lead many sons into the glory one day.
并且他今天也把荣耀坐在我们的里面。
Today he also.Working us of this glory.
叫我们荣上加荣的变化。
So we'll be transformed glory onto glory.
叫我们一直被磨成他儿子的形象。
So we'll continuously be formed into the image of his beloved.
这一个是神对于我们所定的旨意。
This is the will of God.
但是我们知道神的旨意是团体的。
But we know God's purpose is to cooperate.
所以他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
He wants to receive a glorious church.
他爱教会，为教会舍己。
He loved the church. He gave himself for them.
他用水接着道，把他洗净。
He washed the church through the word.
好把教会能献给他自己做一个荣耀的教会。
So he can present the church as a glorious church.
没有瑕疵，没有玷污。
Without blemish, without spot.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见说，神对教会所定的旨意是荣耀。
So brother and sister, how we know God designed glory for the church?
荣耀在教会里面彰显出来。
And the glory manifests through the church.
就是神自己的丰满在教会里头彰显出来。
The fullness of the Lord manifests through the church.
我们就今天所认识的教会是不是荣耀的教会呢？
Is the church we know today glorious?
教会所表现的是荣耀呢，还是羞辱呢？
Is the church glorious or reproach?
我们今天教会是荣耀神的，还是羞辱主的名呢？
The church we glorify God or we put his name to shame.
究竟神的教会在哪里？
Where is God's church?
第五点。
This.
这里告诉我们说，乃是这个神为他爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Things which I have not seen, ear have not heard, and which have not come into man's heart, which God has prepared for them that love him.
这个神为爱他的人所预备的。
God prepared for those who love him.
他为爱他的人所预备的那个东西呀。
What God prepared for them?
是人眼睛没有看见过的。
It's beyond man's eyes can see.
耳朵没有听见过的。
The ear can hear.
人心啊也没有想到过的。
And man's heart never comprehend.
那弟兄姊妹，今天我们所知道的教会。
Today the church we see, we know.
是不是谁为爱他的人所预备的呢？
Is that the God prepared for those who love him?
今天我们所认识的教会是不是眼睛所能看见呢？
Today the church is.Isn't it the eyes can see?
我们的耳朵都听见了。
Isn't it ear can hear?
连我们的心都能想到的。
Even our heart can understand.
凡是眼睛能看见，耳朵能听见，人心能想到的，不是教会。
What ear can hear, eyes can see, and heart can comprehend, it's not a church.
教会是眼睛看不见，耳朵听不见，人心也想不到的。
A church is what the eyes cannot see.Ear cannot hear, and the man's heart cannot understand.
只有当你爱他的时候
only when you love him,
你才能看见这个，听见这个，也能摸着这个。
Then you will be able to see, to hear, and to understand.
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
如果我们不是真正爱神的话
if we're not truly love God,
你就看不见。
You cannot see the church.
你也听不见教会。
You cannot hear the church.
你灵心里面也不能领会它。
And you cannot understand in your heart.
你所看见的不是。
What you can see is not.
你所听见的也不是。
What you can hear is not.
你以为你明白的也不是。
You thought you understand is not.
你必须要爱神，你才有资格能听见、能看见、能摸着。
The qualification to know is.To love God before you can see and to hear to understand.
第六
six.
他在这里告诉我们说第十节。
In verse 10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
But God has revealed to us by His Spirit.
神的奥秘呀，必须由神的圣灵来把它显明。
The mystery of God must be revealed by the Spirit of God.
因为只有神的灵能参透神深奥的事。
Only God's Spirit can comprehend the depth of God.
我们知道教会啊，不是这个神的那个肤浅的事。
The church is not something superficial.
教会呢是神那个这个深处的那个奥秘。
The church is a mystery very deep in God.
所以这个奥秘啊，必须由圣灵把它启示出来。
This mystery must be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
凡是不需要圣灵的启示就能知道的，这个定规就不是教会。
Anything we can know without the Holy Spirit's revelation is not the church.
我们知道圣灵已经把教会 启示在这本圣经的里面。
We know the Holy Spirit has revealed everything in the book.
但是呢，我们需要圣灵把他已经启示的话语再启示在我们的心里头。
But we require the Holy Spirit to reveal it again, what has been revealed into our heart.
否则的话
，Otherwise，
你所默着的虽然是圣经，还是字句。
What you touch is only the word, the letter.
字句是叫人死的。
The letter is dead.
只有灵是叫人活的。
And the spirit is living.
所以我们需要圣灵重新把神的话语再启示在我们的里面。
So we require the Holy Spirit to reveal the again of God's word in us.
这样我们才能知道教会。
So that we may truly know the church.
凡不需要启示的都不是出于神。
Anything.Do not require revelation. It's not the church.
不要说教会是如此。
Not mention the church is so.
所有属灵的事情都是如此。
All the spiritual things are alike.
所有属灵的事都需要圣灵的启示。
Everything of the spiritual needs the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
感谢神，他乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
We thank God that He willingly revealed His Son.In us.
第七
Seventh,
这里告诉我们说第十二节
In verse 12
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵那是从神来的灵叫我们知道神开恩赐给我们的事
But we have received not the spirit of the world but the spirit which is of God that we may knowThe thing which has been freely given to us of God.
这里特别要注意的就是恩典。
We particularly need to pay attention to the grace.
这一个完全是恩典。
This is the pure grace.
这一个从头到末是恩典。
From the beginning to the end, it's grace.
什么叫做恩典呢
？What is the grace?
恩典就是白白赐给我们。
Grace is something freely given to us.
恩典乃是神自己做的。
Grace is what God's doing.
如果需要我们来做的话，这不是恩典。
If something requires our doing, it is not grace.
这个比了工价。
This is the purchase, the wage.
恩典就说神把一切都做好了。
Grace is God finish everything.
然后就白白地赐给我们
And freely given to us
这个叫做恩典
This is the grace
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
教会完全是恩典
Church is the pure grace
一切都是神自己做的
All was accomplished by God
我们的主说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
The Lord Jesus said I will build my church on this rock
应付的权柄不能胜过它
The gate of Hades cannot prevail against it.
亚伯拉罕是仰望那一座有根基的城。
Abraham just looked to that city with a foundation.
那是神自己所经营的。
That city was God's management.
如果需要人工的话
If there's any need of a human work,
我们就知道那个就不是教会了。
Then,That's not a church.
如果需要我们来帮神的忙的话
，If God needs us to help in anything，
才能完成的那个东西
，so that something can be accomplished，
这个就定规不是恩典。
For sure, this is not grace，
也不是教会
，nor is the church。
第八点
，Eighth，
这里告诉我们说第十三节
，In verse 13，
我们讲说这些事。不是用人智慧所指教的言语乃是用圣灵所指教的言语讲属灵的话解说属灵的事
Which also we speak not in words taught by human wisdom but in those taught by the spirit communicating spiritual things by spiritual means
不但呢这个智慧需要圣灵启示
Not only this wisdom needs to be revealedby the Holy Spirit
甚至于你要去解说这个东西也需要属灵的话
to explain this mystery require the Holy Spirit
所以保罗他说他要求神给他口才能把福音的奥秘说得完全
that's why called praise for the utterance, so he can make known the mystery of God in the glad tidings.
如果我们没有属灵的口才, 灵最高义, 也没有办法把它解说出来的。
If we don't have the utterance, we cannot explain the mystery of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brother and sister,
我们在这里看见这八点,
we can see this eighth.
这八点就是描写神心目中的教会。
All of those eight points describe those church in God's mind.
那如果我们用这八点来看看我们今天对教会的认识,
if we view the church we just described against what we see today,
我们能不能说我们今天所认识的教会就是神心目中的教会呢?
Can we say the church we see is the church God has in mind?
如果不是的话,
if it is not,
那么弟兄姊妹,
what is the church that God has in mind?
我们到哪里去找这个教会呢?
Where can we find this church?
我们哪里能过这个教会的生活呢?
How can we live a church life?
我们怎么样能在这个教会里面有份呢?
How can we be part of it?
这个就成了一个很严重的问题。
This is a serious question.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
谁要教会?
God wants the church.
他为他的儿子需要一个心腹。
For his son, he needs a bride.
他需要为他的儿子预备一个身体。
He needs to prepare that body for his beloved son.
这个神心目中所宝贵的东西。
This is very precious in God.
而不是一件随随便便的东西。
It's not something not having any importance.
但是当我们看今天教会的时候,
but when we see the church today,
我们能不能说今天我们所看见的教会就是圣经里面所启示的教会呢?
Can we say the church we see is the church as revealed by the word of God?
我们必须在那个里头有份。
We need to be part of it.
但是我们到哪里去找它呢?
But where can we find it?
为了解决这个难处,
to solve the problem,
在基督教里头就有一种的说法,
there's one theory in among the Christians.
这个说法就是说, 教会有两个,
they are two churches according to this theory.
一个教会是看得见的,
one church you can see the visible.
还有个教会是看不见的,
there's another church invisible.
在那个看得见的教会里面包括着那看不见的教会。
The visible church contains the invisible church.
这样的说法非常的聪明。
This is a very clever thinking.
因为这样的说法就可以衬义今天我们所看见的情形。
This is a the easiest way to justify today's the circumstances of the church.
今天我们所看见的教会，我们实在觉得说不像神心意中的教会。
The church today we see did not like the church God has in mind.
但是呢，我们呢安慰自己说，这个看得见的，里面有那看不见的。
But we can comfort us and we say this visible church really had this invisible church in its content.
所以这样就称义了那个看得见的教会。
This justifies the visible church.
这个是一种很聪明的说法。
This is a very genius way.
但是我们读圣经的时候是看见说教会只有一个。
But when we read the Bible, there's only one church.
教会没有两个教会。
There's no two churches.
不错。 有看得见的，有看不见的。
True, there's something visible, something not visible.
但是看得见的也好，看不见的也好，就是一个教会。
But there's only one church, visible and invisible altogether.
就做圣灵在我们里面的工作来说，是看不见的。
As far as the work of the Holy Spirit within us, it is invisible.
因为圣灵是在我们的营处，在那里工作。
Because the Holy Spirit is working inside us in secret.
但是就是我们的见证来说，是看得见的。
As far as our testimony is concerned, it is visible.
圣灵在他的儿女的里面所做的。
And what the Holy Spirit did in his people,
要见证出来。
is going to reveal and testify to the world.
所以那个看不见的就成了看得见。
Therefore, that invisible becomes visible.
那看得见的也是见证那看不见的。
Those visible is to testify the invisible.
所以我们看见说教会只有一个。
So we can know that there's only one church.
就着树立的原则来说。
From all the principles, spiritual principles,
我们看见教会的宇宙性。
We see the universal nature of the church.
教会只有一个。
There's only one church.
这个教会是, 充满了全地。
The church universal is covered all the earth.
从第一世纪一直到我们今天。
From the first century to until now.
这个宇宙性的教会。
The church universal.
在哪里？
It's there.
但是我们看不见它。
However, we cannot see it.
因为我们太小了。
Because we are too insignificant.
这个宇宙的教会太大了。
And this church universal is too huge.
我们看不见它。
For us to see.
但是我们知道它在哪里。
But we know he is there.
我们怎么知道它在哪里呢？
How do we know she is there?
因为我们看见在哪一个地方有地方性的出现。
Because we know in every locality there's a local church.
我们看见在当地有一般信主的人。
Because in each locality they are believers together together.
他们在那里把这个属灵的原则实行出来。
They practice all the spiritual principles.
把宇宙性教会的属灵原则在地方上把它实行出来。
The local church put into the practice the reality of the church universal.
这一个就是看得见。
This is what visible.
弟兄相爱。
The brotherly love.
一面来说，这个是看不见的。
On one hand, you cannot see.
因为我们是爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
Because we love all the brothers and sisters.
我们爱保罗也爱彼得。
We love Paul and we love Peter.
我们爱马丁路德也爱威斯利约翰。
We love Martin Luther, we love Wesley.
我们也爱还没有生出来的、还没有重生的、将来要重生的那些弟兄姊妹。
We love those brothers not yet born.
这个好像太大了，我们看不见。
This is too huge for us to see.
但是我们能把弟兄相爱实行出来。
But we can practice the brotherly love.
你的弟兄、你的姊妹与你在一同一个地方，在哪里侍奉？
Your brother and sister serve the Lord together.
那个就能显出来相爱不相爱。
Then whether we love one another or not will be revealed.
我很爱在耶路撒冷的深处。
I love the believers in Jerusalem.
但是我不爱在我当地的那些的弟兄姊妹。
But I do not love those brothers in my locality.
这个是表明说没有了。
This just shows there's no love.
所以我们看见那个看不见的要借着看得见的表明出来。
So this invisible will be manifest through the visible.
并不是说有两个教会。
It is not to say that there are two churches.
就是一个教会。
There's only one church.
但是这个教会在每一个地方有它的实行。
But this one church in every place is they are practical.
把神心目中的那个教会彰显出来。
To manifest what God has in mind about the church.
等到有一天。
Until one day.
我们大家一同聚集在主面前的时候，
We will all gather together before the Lord.
在那里就没有地方的范围了。
Then there's no limitation of the space.
我们在主的里面，我们大家要同心在那里实行。
In Christ, we all will practice before the Lord.
实行所有属灵的原则。
We'll practice every spiritual principle there.
所以我今天愿意把这些打一个根基。
Today I would like to lay the foundation today.
我盼望弟兄姊妹回到主的面前。
I hope the brother and the sister go back to the Lord.
来看看究竟你认识不认识教会。
To find out whether we really know the church.
你究竟是不是认识教会。
Whether we truly know the church.
也许你所认识的不是。
Maybe what we know is not a church.
那么你应当寻找究竟教会在哪里。
Then we should search truly what the church is.
如果你所认识的不够，
If what you understand is unlimited,
或者说非常的这个掺杂,
or you have a mixed understanding,
那么你需要神在那里把你接进出来。
You need God's grace to bring you out.
叫你真是能被带到神心意中的教会的里面。
So he can carry you into the church according to God's heart.
这一个是当前我们在神面前应当追求的。
This is what we need to pursue before the Lord.
因为我们的主快要来了。
Because our Lord is coming soon.
他要来，要把一个荣耀的教会献给他的子。
He will come and offer to himself the glorious church.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord, our God.
我们实在低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship.
因为你为着爱你的人所预备的。
Because you prepare for those who love you.
实在是超过我们所能想象。
It's beyond what we can comprehend.
你在哪里所预备的是根据你自己的荣耀。
What you prepared is according to your glory.
与你自己的性格是完全相配的。
It's compatible with your true nature.
我们的神啊, 我们求你开启我们心中的眼睛。
Oh Lord, we pray that you will open the eyes of our spiritual.
叫我们真是能分辨什么是出于你的, 什么不是你的。
So we can discern what is from you and what is not.
好叫我们天天能生活在实际的里面, 不在虚空中过日子。
So that we can live in a reality, not in vanity.
主啊, 你来的日子近了。
Lord, the day of your coming is approaching.
我们不能在这个地上欢度我们的年日。
We cannot waste our time on this earth any longer.
我们必须要行在你旨意的中心。
We need to be walking in the center of your very will.
我们必须要合乎你的心意。
We want to do things according to your heart.
能催促你回来。
So that we can hasten your coming back.
请你在我们中间做这个工作。
Lord, do the work among your people.
不是为着我们, 是为着你的爱子。
Not just for us, Lord, it is solely for our Lord Jesus Christ. May your Holy Spirit do the work in our heart. Remove those outside you. Brought us into the very church of you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.